We start with development news. If you've driven by the corner of MLK and Estes Drive anytime in the last year, you've definitely seen work getting done on the Aura Chapel Hill project as it continues to look more and more like an existing neighborhood and community. As construction continues, the development group behind it has changed the name. The area going forward will be Booth Park to highlight the future Central Park on the property. With more on the vision for the project, here's 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell.
Booth Park earns its name from the owners of the property before Trinzic Residential Group bought it in 2022. J.E. Booth ran a timber business and used the 16-acre property as a place to grow and cut trees. Ryan Stewart, the managing director for Trinzic's projects in the Carolinas, said after several other projects fell through at the site, he eventually approached J.E.'s daughter, Catherine Booth Butler, about Trinzic developing and purchasing it. In a recent interview, Stewart said the two realized they had a special connection.
So I have a son named Booth Stewart, and she was Catherine Booth Stewart. And so Catherine and I worked together. We thought there's just a special connection to the site. And call it an alignment of the stars, whatever you want to say it is. We just felt this is a very special project, and it was worth putting every ounce of energy into.
When it came onto the scene in early 2020, the Aura Chapel Hill project drew mixed reactions based on its design and the increase of housing brought to the corridor. It earned approval for its conditional zoning request in 2021 with a split Chapel Hill Town Council vote after working with the town's urban planner to better accommodate their wishes. The final approved plans landed on 361 apartment units, 58 townhomes, and 15,000 square feet of retail space for the site. While it's been several years since the project was before the public, Stewart said not much has changed, but the rebranding of the area to Booth Park is meant to reflect Trinzic's final vision.
The anchor of the site is the park. Oftentimes you have anchors like a grocery store or some other event. For us, the park is the anchor that the community will hopefully gravitate towards.
The titular feature of the property, which will have a dedication ceremony once it opens, will be nearly 1 acre long and narrower than most village greens, according to Stewart, in order to best use it for linear functions. Open to the public, the park will be split by a pavilion structure with a full kitchen and bathrooms, and bookended by roundabouts that will allow full traffic flow even when the roads parallel to Booth Park are shut down for events. While Booth Park aims to be the main public attraction, Trinzic also aims to bring in several businesses to offer different services to the 2,000 residents within walking distance of the property. Stewart said the, quote, desolate retail offerings in the corridor means the three restaurants, co-working space, veterinarian's office, and fitness center he's in lease discussions with could bring valuable services to nearby communities beyond just the houses within the project. That housing within the community, particularly the apartments, will remain under the Aura branding Trinzic uses for its multifamily projects. Stewart said it won't be long before those units will be on the market for community members.
We are delivering the townhomes starting in July this year. With that, we'll be opening half the park and the central gathering building in that park. We'll be doing the first mixed-use retail building also this summer and early fall. The retail tenants will take about 9 months to build out. And so most of the apartments will be coming online first quarter 2025, as well as the retail first quarter 25 and early second quarter. So about this time next year, there should be restaurants open and a lot of buzz going.
Although Booth Park received criticism from some and skepticism from others during its application process, Stewart said he's gotten good feedback from people as buildings have begun coming out of the ground. He said he looks forward to naysayers over the project coming to the park and its businesses and all of the Chapel Hill community realizing its benefits.
When you look at the technology buildings and stuff that we're doing, they're 100-year buildings, for good or for bad. So for me, my personal philosophy is if I'm going to have a 100-year impact on the physical built environment, then I want my legacy to be something that is not just transactional. And in my point, these are community benefits that will last hopefully longer than 100 years.
To see the latest renderings of Booth Park and Aura Chapel Hill, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Looking to local government meetings now, the Carrboro Town Council has a work session tonight at 7 o'clock. They'll get a presentation from the town's financial advisors. The Orange County commissioners also meet for a work session tonight at 7. They'll discuss appointments to various boards and commissions. You can find links to the agenda for both of those meetings and see the rest of this week's schedule of local government meetings by visiting chapelboro.com. In transit news, the North-South Bus Rapid Transit Project in Chapel Hill has been allocated $138.3 million in President Biden's fiscal year 25 recommended budget. Key word there, recommended. We will have to wait to see what ends up shaking out in the final budget, but definitely good to see Chapel Hill Transit getting some possible major federal funding. In business news, the Raleigh brewery Gizmo Beer Works has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. All locations will remain open, including the one on Franklin Street. Triangle Business Journal reports the company is more than $1.6 million in debt. Gizmo cites the pandemic diminishing business right after they expanded their production facility and opened their Chapel Hill location. Turning now to campus, UNC Police recently announced their newest fuzzy addition to the campus force, Mia, an 8-week-old golden doodle who will serve as the department's therapy dog. Still a long road ahead for Mia, however, before she can start her job. Carolina Connection's Jessica Simmons has the scoop.
So exciting. I know. What's her name?
Her name's Mia.
Mia?
Starting next year, Mia, a quiet yet energetic puppy, will officially serve as the UNC Police Department's new therapy dog. The department released the news on Valentine's Day as its own version of puppy love. Mia, who loves her squeaky toy, is a standard F1B golden doodle. F1B in breeding terms refers to an offspring of a hybrid dog crossed with one of its purebred parents. Her fur is hypoallergenic and less prone to shedding. She is 75% poodle and 25% golden retriever. Mia was named by the UNC community through a vote. Her name comes from UNC alumna and soccer icon Mia Hamm. Her handler, UNC Police Officer Destiny Wiley from the Community Service Unit, said the department had a former pet therapy program that ended in 2020. Wiley says she spearheaded the revival of the pet therapy program back in March 2023.
So when I got placed into the position of community services, this was kind of the front runner for me. This was one of the biggest projects that I wanted to get done.
Since Mia is only 8 weeks old, Wiley says she's too young to start her therapy training just yet. But UNC Police Sergeant James David said they released the news of Mia now because everyone loves puppies and Mia certainly enjoys the attention.
Just having her be a part of the UNC community from the very beginning is just going to make the experience so much more valuable. She's growing up with us and with the UNC community, and I think that's just going to add even greater value when she gets the training.
David said Mia will start her first training session, including Good Citizen and puppy training, this Sunday, March 10th, and her therapy certification after she turns 1 year old. UNC first year Adriana Delgado says she thinks the department's new program is wonderful. She says she already enjoys pet therapy because of how it can brighten her day, even if it's just for a few minutes.
I really like it because I miss my dog at home, so this is kind of like the closest thing to having my own dog with me, so I think it's really awesome.
Delgado says she uses pet therapy programs around campus, such as Hugs and Pups, Posse, Encouraging and Empowering, which is a nonprofit volunteer group that brings dogs to pet and mothers to hug on campus. Karen Cullahan, Director of Operations at Dogs with a Purpose, says she was also excited to hear about the department's new program. Dogs with a Purpose is a nonprofit and all-volunteer organization that brings therapy dogs to visit members of the community. Cullahan said pet therapy brings several health benefits.
We just know what pets can do, what dogs can do. You know, they can reduce blood pressure, they can reduce anxiety, and they can even reduce pain. And we know that they can reduce stress.
Wiley said some reasons why the department wanted to do this program again was to promote relationship building, offer comfort, and better their wellness checks for students during high stress situations, such as exam season.
I've met people that I probably would have never met without that dog. It honestly promotes that relationship, people feeling more comfortable to come to us and us feeling more comfortable to approach them.
Wiley says she welcomes everyone to come and say hi to Mia while Mia is off duty, running around on campus or following Wiley home.
Hi, bye. Nice to meet you. Ready to go home?
Of course.
Wiley said Mia will make her first official therapy appearance by comforting victims of investigation cases after her certification when she's closer to 1 year. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jessica Simmons.
Carolina Connection is a student-produced radio newscast from the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media. You can hear their full programs on Saturday mornings at 8:30 right here on 97.9 The Hill through the spring semester. But they are off this week for spring break. Time now to talk sports, and we start by, let's just talk more basketball for the time being because it's fun. Men's team, after getting that win at Duke, have moved up three spots to number four in the national polls. They are right there with a possible number one seed lurking. For what it's worth, Andy Katz has UNC as the number one seed at this time. That's Andy Katz, for what it's worth. Also got a bunch of Tar Heels earning honors. We learned about this late yesterday, but it's fun to talk about, so let's go ahead and say it again. RJ Davis is the ACC Player of the Year. Hubert Davis is the ACC Coach of the Year. RJ on the first All-ACC team. Armando Bacot on the second team. Harrison Ingram on the third. Bacot also on the All-Defensive team, so outstanding work there. And freshman Elliot Cadeau made the league's All-Rookie team. Seth Trimble got votes for sixth man of the year. He finished third. So congratulations there. And, of course, Carmack Ryan is the ACC Player of the Week after dropping 31 on Duke at Cameron Indoor. Got lots of really good players on the Tar Heels, but there have been some question marks about what their prospects are for the NBA. I had the opportunity yesterday to speak with Inside the NBA studio analyst and UNC basketball legend Kenny Smith. Here's what he had to say about some of those Tar Heel prospects.
Well, you know, when at that level, you know, when you're talking, you know, high level ACC teams, you're going to have multitude dudes, guys that can do that. You know, obviously, Armando and RJ have NBA skills. You know, they jump out right away. You know, with the length that they've been in college, you kind of seen them. You actually seen them matured. Where you would say, well, man, they stayed longer than you thought, but they actually matured. You could see it, the maturation. The way, you know, Ryan shoots the basketball, you know, Godot's speed and the strength of Ingram, you know, all of those guys right off the top, you know, have an opportunity. And then we'll see if, you know, Seth Trimble and the rest of those guys kind of develop into it. But those five right away will have an NBA shot. Depending if they go to the right team, is how long they could actually play.
So you see a place for Armando on an NBA roster if it was the right fit?
Oh, without question, because the league is kind of going back to, it's not always can you shoot the three with NBA, it's can you defend the three. If you can defend it, you could play. And then you could play on the other end in the low box. So you just have to be able to defend it. And he's proven now that he's able to guard guys a little bit better over the last couple of years from the perimeter.
It's Kenny Smith speaking there. You can get that full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. Tar Heels will start their ACC tournament run on Thursday at noon. First, Virginia Tech and Florida State will play tomorrow at noon. The winner of that will get the Tar Heels. Also got other teams in action today. UNC men's lacrosse is currently still underway against Wagner in New York. Tar Heel women are about to get underway hosting East Carolina. Softball team has a game at 5. They'll be hosting Elon. And baseball is hosting Rutgers at 6 o'clock. Had a couple teams in action yesterday as well. Top-ranked men's golf took first out of 14 teams at a tournament in Florida. And Tar Heel swimming and diving continued to be in action for the Zone B Championships. Aranza Vasquez Montaño taking first in the women's 3-meter springboard. National championships will be in Georgia next week.